Our friends at Cheers to Michigan have found that there's a lot to a name, especially if it's the wrong name. Michigan Radio's Lester Graham and mixologist Tammy Coxon gin up their explanation for us today.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. I'm Lester Graham, and we're here to take another look at some Michigan products and make some cocktails. Boy, you must need a lot of gin because you've got two bottles of gin sitting there.
Well, I have an exciting experiment for us today, Lester. You may remember a few weeks ago, I busted out this old bottle of Grand Traverse rye that I had.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine has, some friends of his moved out of town and they left behind some interesting products. And one of those is this.
Well, that is an old bottle because it's one of those really simple, look like a inkjet printer actually made that label.
And what does it say?
It says gin batch number 4.
Batch number 4. And the small print underneath says Valentine Distilling Company.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I'm really excited. I have not tasted these. I'm going to taste them live with you. We have the current bottling of Liberator Gin mm-hmm. from Valentine Distilling Company.
I'm more familiar with that.
Yeah. That we're going to taste. And then we're going to compare and see what the heck Batch 4 tasted like. No idea how old it is, but I'm really excited.
I mean, they were one of the early distillers.
They were very, very early.
So which one is this one?
So the first one we're going to taste is the regular one, so we can sort of see what it tastes like now. Nice aroma. Very classic London Dry style.
Yep.
Oh, I really like that.
It's nice.
Got a little cardamom to it. It's sweet. Not sweet, like it's not sweetened, but it's easy to drink. It's smooth. I really like that.
Yep. That's a good one. I agree.
Yeah. Maybe there's some cardamom in there. I don't know. I love cardamom.
Yeah, there's a little more complex than, let's say, like beef eaters.
Yeah. But also very straightforward and would work in those kinds of cocktails. Okay. So this next one, this is batch number 4. Definitely less aroma for me. You have the better glass, so I don't know if you can smell more than I can.
Not much.
It's not quite as smooth. Some of the same botanicals are definitely there.
That cardamom is still in there.
Is still in there for sure.
But it doesn't have as much of the juniper, it doesn't seem like, to me.
I would agree with that. Mm-hmm. It's got a little bit of a kind of a bitter botanical, which some of this could just be bottle age, right? You know, spirits like this, they don't go bad in like they're going to make you sick kind of way. But over a long period of time, the flavors of any botanical influenced spirit are going to change. So we cannot judge them by their past, but I wouldn't turn down a drink
that's nice.
That at all. It's really nice. And you can kind of see the through line. Well, maybe somebody from Valentine will get in touch and tell us
just how old this bottle is.
How old batch number 4 is, because I'm really curious. But all right, well, thanks for that experiment.
So which one, I assume you used the new one in this cocktail? What is this cocktail?
I did, because I wanted anybody who wanted to mix this at home to have the same kind of flavor experience we did. So this drink, today I'm going to call the Autumn Sage. If it were in August, I'd be calling it the Summer Sage. If it were the middle of winter, I might call it the Winter Sage.
So this works just about any time.
Its real name is the Marquee Cocktail, which just isn't a very good name from a sounding appealing perspective. The very first time I ever did a cocktail event was at the Ravens Club. We talk about this in our book, Cheers to Michigan, right? Where I was doing a guest bartending event at the Ravens Club. And mm-hmm. when I was testing for that event, I tested this as one of my cocktails, and I had a bunch of, had a menu of drinks for people to choose from and to see what would people order. At the end of the night, no one had ordered this one. And I was like, what's going on? So I made one and I passed around. All my friends sampled it. And they're like, well, this is really good. I changed the name to Summer Sage. And it was the second best-selling drink on the menu when I was live at the Ravens Club. Anyway, so names matter. And the Autumn Sage is a lovely, refreshing, bright kind of cocktail that has some hints of fall flavor in there.
Okay. You've got the gin. I see a bottle of Aperol. How do you put this all together?
I'm starting with 1.5 ounces of the Liberator Gin from Valentine, and then 3/4 ounce Aperol. So this is one of those aperitivos from Italy. A little bit bitter, mostly sweet, kind of wakes up your stomach. This would be a good pre-dinner drink. 3/4 ounce of lemon juice, 1/4 ounce of simple syrup, a tiny little pinch of salt. The bitterness in the Aperol is going to get countered nicely with the salt, and it just kind of adds a savory quality. And then a couple leaves of sage. Great thing about this drink, you don't even need to muddle the sage in there. You just shake it up and the ice does all the work.
Well, it looks beautiful. And you've got a little bit of those sage bits in there. That's kind of nice. I like that, actually.
Right. I'm sure at a bar, they would have double strained this through a tea strainer so that it would look nicer for you.
Oh, I kind of like it this way.
But I kind of like the little floaty bits too. And I'm also going to garnish this with a sage leaf. So whenever you garnish with a single leaf that I'm going to float on top here, I'm going to put that in my hand and I'm going to smack it, and that's going to wake up the aroma, since that kind of garnish is all about smelling the sage as soon as you bring it to your nose.
Well, let's give it a taste.
All right.
So it's got this deep kind of apricot color. It's a dark apricot.
It's really beautiful.
Wow. This is not what I thought it was going to be. Very nice. It's a really light, refreshing sort of drink.
Absolutely.
You could serve this in summer and it'd be perfect. Serve it in fall and winter too.
Exactly. Now you're understanding my point.
Exactly. That's very nice. Well, I wonder what that would taste like with the batch number 4 gin. It'd be a different character altogether.
It would
I'm sure.
be, but I found it to be a really versatile drink that will work with all sorts of different gins. So.
Well, apparently popular at the Ravens Club at that point.
So. That's right, 9 years ago.
Just not marquee. All right. That's the Autumn Sage. Cheers.
Cheers.